adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, is based on characters in the full color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest and most interesting comic supplement, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million children who enjoy the best artists and cartoonists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Remember, the Comic Weekly is to be found in your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now, The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim and his companion, the mysterious Mr. Smith, are captives on a secret Nazi island in the Caribbean. Jim, realizing that the American armed forces are completely unaware of this camouflaged air and sea base so close to its shores, makes a desperate attempt to send out a wireless warning. He and Smith overpower their guard, get to the wireless shack on the edge of the concealed flying field, and send out an alarm. An alarm that is immediately answered by our ever-alert Coast Guard. However, before Captain Sloan of the Coast Guard cutter Dolphin will relay the message, he radios back asking for confirmation. Just then, the door of the wireless hut is flung open.
So what if we hear?
Von Ehrmann! Finish the message, Jim. Finish it.
No, my friends, you will not finish.
Uh-oh. He's wrecked the sap.
Yes, Mr. Bradley. Now you both will be so good as to come with me. I assure you that this time you will not be treated so well. Come.
And don't resist, Jim. He'll kill you. Okay, Smith. Now that we've sent our message and we know that these vermin will be taken care of, I feel too good to wrestle with a 45.
Good, you feel, huh? Well, I'm going to spoil your happiness, Mr. Bradley. Oh, yes. Now stop walking. You too, Mr. Smith.
Hey, where are you taking us? This isn't the way back to our cozy little prison.
Perhaps we shall not need a prison for you any longer, Mr. Bradley.
What do you mean?
I mean that you, Mr. Smith, and your accomplice, Mr. Bradley, are going to die for your little job tonight.
Some more of your phony threats, Von Ehrmann?
I do not make statements which I cannot follow through, Mr. Bradley. As you will discover, to your sorrow. Why are you laughing? You feel it is so funny that you're going to die?
No. I was just thinking. This is probably the first time that a man ever walked to his own funeral.
Jim.
A double funeral at that.
Your companion, Mr. Smith, is obviously insane.
Well, sane enough to wireless the location of this sweet little death trap island of yours, Von Ehrmann.
Oh, that is what you were laughing about. Yes, it's very amusing. Very amusing. In a moment, it will become even more so.
Well, who's crazy now? This Nazi here is happy to know that this island of his will soon be blown off the face of the earth.
No. You are wrong.
Just stick around and see, Count. Wait and see.
There will be nothing to see. Because here. In here, both of you.
Saying
that there will be nothing to see because your message will never be believed.
Well, if it makes you feel better to think that, go right ahead.
I not only think that, I have the power to make it the truth. Enter.
Another wireless room.
You did not think that we would take the chance of having only one.
Oh, now I begin to see what our friend here is driving at, Smith.
Good, Mr. Bradley. Now, very quick.
I don't understand.
You may tell your friend, Bradley.
Von Ehrmann intends to send a second message, telling the Coast Guard cutter that the first one was a fake, and asking them to ignore it.
Oh, I see. Then all our work will have been wasted.
Exactly. You see, we picked up your other message and know its contents word for word. That is how we discovered what your game was.
There's only one thing you've overlooked, Ehrmann.
And that is?
The fact that even if they believe the second message, their suspicions will have been aroused, and they will make some kind of an investigation.
Yes, that's right.
No, my friend, that is not right, because I will make sure that their suspicions are completely allayed. You see this code book here?
Yes.
This code book was found aboard an American patrol plane which my flyers shot down only this morning. The message will be sent in secret United States code. Your message was sent in Morse International. Which message will be accepted? Mine or yours?
Oh, he's right, Jim. They'll never believe ours now.
Well, Mr. Bradley, why don't you laugh now? This is not so amusing, huh? To begin. To make you even more unhappy, I will allow you to listen to what I'm telling them. I'm saying, ignore all previous messages. Messages, work of enemy agents, attempting to lure U.S. ships and planes into German trap. This is official. Take note. And I shall sign it, Mr. Smith, with your secret identification number. 625 RT Smith.
How do you know what that is?
As I have told you before, it is our business to know.
Jim. Yeah? I just wanted to know if you were all right. Can't see a thing in here. It's so dark.
Oh, I'm all right, Smith.
Oh, come on, boy. Chin up.
We failed, didn't we?
Well, we tried hard.
That isn't enough. Here we are locked up. Probably going to be executed tomorrow morning. We'll have to die knowing that we failed. That a regular powder keg of German military planes is waiting to explode all over our coast.
I know, Jim, but what can we do now?
That's what's been running round and round in my brain for the last 2 hours. And Zerman had us sent back here and locked us up again. What can we do to stop him?
Coast Guard might still consider our message worth investigating.
Slim chance of that after that second message to disregard ours. And an official in secret code.
If we could get out there again and get another message through on the wireless.
No, Smith, it wouldn't work. The wireless set is now under heavy guard. No. We'll have to go back to my original plan, as wild as it was.
Original plan?
Yeah. To steal a plane and run for it.
Think we can make it?
Well, we can try. Anything's better than sitting here in this room waiting for them to come and execute us tomorrow morning.
All right, I'm with you. Listen for the guard.
Right.
I have a small mail file in my pocket. They didn't think it worth taking away from me, but a great deal can be done to a door lock with a little nail file.
I don't hear anyone outside, Smith.
All right, then I'll begin on that lock. Pretty hard in the dark. Can't tell exactly what I'm doing. Have to feel my way.
Any luck?
It's a simple lock. I ought to have it in a second. There. I've done it.
Good.
Now, very easy on the door. Open it slow. Slow now.
Right.
Look. There's the guard at the end of the hall.
Yeah.
His back is to us. I'm going to get him with a flying tackle. You wait here.
All right, good luck. Get him before he can cry out.
I will.
Was es los?
Oh! I got him. Come on.
Ich werde dir schon zeigen, verfluchter Schweine!
Will you take
the help?
Good work, Jim. Good work. Here's another door.
Yeah. Oh, it's locked, too.
I'll go to work on it. You go back and make sure the Nazi is going to stay knocked out.
I'll tie him up and put a gag in his mouth. Hurry up, Smith. Every second counts.
Yeah.
There they are. Four good planes with their engines warm and filled with gas, we hope. And we can't get any nearer with those mechanics hanging around.
And any second, they're going to discover that guard tied up and give the alarm. Let's run for it, Smith.
Oh, they'd shoot us before we went 10 feet. They're all armed. I've got a better plan.
What?
I'll start running behind the machine shop there. That'll attract their attention and give you a chance to get away in one of the planes.
Would I leave you behind to their tender mercies?
Well,
I should say not. We leave together or we don't leave at all.
Oh, don't you understand, Jim? It's not for you that I'm doing it. It's for our country. You can carry the warning.
So can you. I'll lure them off the field.
Now, wait a minute, Jim. You can fly a plane. I can't. Now get ready to go. As soon as I get them off the apron of the flying field, you get a plane and get away.
You're a great guy, Smith.
Huh? Oh, no, Jim. Just an American. Well, so long.
Good luck. I'll be seeing you again.
Maybe. Here goes.
Los! Alarm, Braden!
Wait a minute. What was that? That
officer came out of the machine shop over there and called the men off the field.
Hey, they're leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, this is too good. Now, Smith, we go together.
There. The last one just went into the building. This is our chance. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah.
Climb aboard. Hurry.
Yeah, right.
Give me your hand. Let me help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. That's it. Okay. Here we go.
Open her wide. We've got to get a good start before they come after us.
She's wide open now. Anybody seen us yet?
Yeah, there they come. Swarming out of the machine shop, onto the field.
Boy, we're really lucky. This is one of their fastest pursuit ships. In a few seconds, we'll leave that field. And the Nylon's so far behind...
Jim, wait a minute. The other three planes are taking off after us.
Well, they're not any faster than this one. We've got a slight lead.
Here they come. They're firing at us.
Well, we're out of their range by a small margin, and we're going to keep that way. We ought to pick up the main one in about 2 or 3 hours. But we'll be back, Your Highness. We'll be back. Any sign of the Nazi, Smith?
No, not a trace. They turned back 20 minutes ago.
Good. Then we're in the clear and headed back to the good old USA.
Certainly going to feel good to step down on American earth again, Jim.
Real good.
And you know that... Wait a minute.
What is it?
Up ahead, that plane. She's coming right for us.
Good night. And I thought we had shaken them off. Hey, wait a minute. That's an American plane.
What?
See the insignia on the wings?
Hey, what's he trying to do?
Uh-oh. He spotted our insignia. Those swastikas, they're attacking.
Well, dive. Dive for the water, Jim. There's no way to tell him we're friends. And if we don't get away, he'll shoot us down.
Jim, diving to escape the machine gun bullets from one of our own planes, pushes his stolen Nazi ship down faster and faster. Will he be able to escape, or will he crash into the sea? Fate plays strange tricks. Don't miss the next thrilling adventure of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow his other adventures among the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. No other comic supplement can give you such top-flight cartoonists as Billy DeBeck and Otto Soglow and Walt Disney, and the all-star favorite cartoons such as The Little King, Jiggs and Maggie, the hilarious Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Prince Valiant. Join the millions of men, women, and children who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.